Okay, the recording almost started. You can go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Glenn, can you come call through
the... Yes, certainly. We've got Joe Saint-Sauveur, George Kirikos, Christian Curtis, Martin Hall, Dave Piscitello, James Bladell, Greg Aaron, Avery Doria, who leads the group, Paul Dear, and for staff, we have got Liz Gaster, Marika Koenig, and myself.
Excuse me, please. What was missing? Enter the call.
And now Rod has joined us.
Okay, great. The first thing I wanted to go through is to talk about meeting in Cairo. We didn't quite have enough people that were sure that we're going to be there on a Sunday, plus the timing for Sunday was very, very stressed, very, very tight. So I asked Glenn to see if another space could be found. Glenn found another space in the, let me find your email, Glenn, unless you know the answer better.
It's L Meniel, M-E-N-I-A-L.
It's on Wednesday.
And it, yes, that's right.
And it's at what time was it again?
And it is at 17 to 18 hours. That is 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So we have that time slot to try and do a face-to-face meeting of the people that are there. I've also requested telecommunications access so that we can dial in anyone that's not there to give another hour on the phone call so that we can hopefully in face-to-face. Now, it really depends on where we are, and that brings up the next issue of next Friday. I don't believe I can make a meeting because I believe I'm going to be traveling on my way to Cairo. So if we're going to have another meeting to talk about stuff before Cairo, it needs to be someday other than Friday. So I wanted to find out how people thought about that and if people thought it was worth doing it. The other question I would ask is it perhaps worth seeing if we could find a two-hour chunk of time to actually be able to try and make it through. I don't know how far we'll get in finishing the first pass today, and I don't want to spend too long on the pre-stuff. But and then we have to basically make up another pass through to see that we're fine with everything. And so how do people feel about, first of all, if there's any comments on the meeting on Wednesday, and feel about trying to find a time slot and not do that now, but ask Glenn to help us do that afterwards, where we could put in another a two-hour block Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of next week. Any comments? Anybody wish to comment on that?
Avery, it's Paul Diaz. I'm also traveling Friday, so that's bad. I can give you more time today if you want on a call. I would just ask the group if we try and find time. Thursday and Friday next week are bad for me.
Okay. Those days didn't work for me either. I don't know about more time on the call today. Is there anyone, let's say if we tried to go longer on the call today, is there anyone who can't do it?
This is Greg. I'm scheduled for another call in an hour.
Okay, yeah. And so I don't think it's good to actually do it longer. Does anyone object to trying to find another a two-hour block of time Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? And if we can't, we can't, but I'll ask Glenn to see if we can find a two-hour block to speak beginning of next week. And then hopefully we can certainly make some more progress on this current draft. Okay, jumping right ahead so that we have as much time. My view at the moment is to not go back yet, but to basically continue from where we were. Is that okay? Does anyone wish us to go back and review at this point? Because what I'd like to do is basically see if we could finish as much of, as we can of a first pass through the stuff that came out of the voting you all did, and then we can go back and check where we are on everything. Any issues? Anyone not comfortable with that approach? Okay, then. And I do thank the people that worked out tentative language, the things that are in turquoise. There's a real temptation on my part to go back and talk of those now, but I'd really prefer to let them sit there skipped over any of the blue stuff from before that anybody wanted to comment on. There's, I see on that same page, 540 through 546, and I must say I don't remember whether that was a yellow or a colored last time or whether it was actually a blue. Marika, can you fill me in on the history of 540 through 546?
Let me just check back in. You're on 546?
Well, yeah, 540 to 546. There's a section that's blue underlined but not highlighted. And I don't remember whether that is something that we already talked about last time or whether those were previous changes that just needed to be accepted this time.
Let me just think back, because, of course, the line numbers now have changed because we've added all that stuff to it. The blue part was green before. So that was
would be going back, so we'll leave that for now. Okay, on the tentative here, we have the first one is a support statement to add. Now, one of the things that I've talked to Marika about, but she hasn't had a chance to do yet, is to sort of separate the support paragraph physically from the agreement paragraph and the extra view paragraph. So, is there any issue with this support to add? Is support to add the correct designation for it? Something that did not have full agreement and so on. Okay. Then moving on to 555. There was another support paragraph. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask, Marika, the line in the middle, individuals who purchase bogus products, especially pharmaceuticals, may be physically harmed from using such, that was a statement that everyone agreed to. Is that correct? And that it's not just a support to add that's lost in the middle.
Yeah. No, okay. This was one that was accepted before,
right.
And it indeed
okay.
falls in the middle because the other proposals were basically made linked to the
okay.
first
so
bit
what
of
I
technique.
Would recommend doing here is obviously moving that sentence to before the support paragraph and then separating the paragraph. So that we don't have a one line sticking in the middle between two support statements.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll need to talk and see how that looks and flows with the writing. And I understand what you said about it being somewhat confusing where these things are interspersed. And
yeah, there's some parts where there's indeed agreements that are follow support statements. So we need to look a bit indeed how we can make it flow well and still be able to separate the support agreement alternative view parts. But it's something we can review.
We can also talk about numbering paragraphs. So that a particular topic is a numbered section of paragraphs. And there's various other ways to organize it so that it's very clear when people read the document where there was agreement, where there was support, where there was additional points of view. Okay, then the next statement is 555 through 569. I think, does it go any further? No. Where there was support to add that the harm can occur in a variety of ways, and then examples. Any issue about that being a support to add and such? And as I say, on any of these issues, if somebody's got an additional point of view that they feel that is important to add that counters the support to add, then certainly they should. I find that that's often the case, and I don't know that we left things necessarily open. So on any of these support to add, if there's an extra point of view to add, then that should be contributed. Okay. Now, the individuals who purchase bogus products, especially pharmaceuticals, that was underlined as a change from before. So is that change okay? So that can go as regular. Any issue on that 553 to 555? Okay, hearing no issue. Moving on. In the next one, in lines 575 through 584, we have, I guess we also have some at 571, we had changes that were made before. Are those changes okay? Are they as expected? okay to accept those changes? Okay. Okay to accept those. On 589 through 597, starting with where registrars currently see, those were changes that were made before. Is it okay to accept those changes?
Avery, this is Marika. I'm looking back at my notes from last time. I think these are ones that we already covered, because the ones in blue are...
Oh, because I thought things that were accepted last time would be accepted,
yeah,
and wouldn't be marked in blue anymore.
No, the ones that are marked in blue were like green or yellow before.
Oh, okay, so that yellow was interspersed there. That wasn't,
yeah,
blue from before. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I have from my note that we actually got to the who benefits from the use of fast flux technique.
So this 549 tentative was something we missed? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Okay, so what line do you think we should be starting at?
I'm just checking where we are.
But
so my numbering has changed.
We have to deal with the document as it is, because the next one I see is the color at 620.
Yeah, I think the one, what I have in my notes is the new line 620,
okay,
benefits from the use.
And so anything that's marked in blue is stuff that we talked about last week. Okay.
Yes, that's at least what I have in my notes.
Okay,
if
so
anyone...
the yellow was perhaps one we just forgot about.
Well, I think there were some, the yellow ones there, I think is where we... didn't have agreement, and I think there was a question at that point whether an alternative statement would be submitted, and I think that's what Wendy spoke to, but that was in the end, I think, put in the introductory paragraph.
Oh,
they,
okay.
We really need to talk about all the harms and
okay, great,
all the things that can go wrong, so that's, I think, why it stayed like that.
Oh,
but,
okay, sorry. Thanks. Okay, then 620.
So, excuse me?
Yeah.
So basically that means we should go back and look at 462, is that what I'm hearing, or?
462?
Because that seemed like a new chunk from last
time.
Yeah,
no, that is a new chunk, but what I was saying is, and that was a chunk that was agreed to, but that's something that we'll come back to in the next pass.
Okay.
In other words, what I'm trying to avoid is redoing anything we did last time, and I guess I didn't manage to do that successfully. But I'm trying to avoid, and so we can finish getting through the stuff that was all the voted on stuff.
Okay.
And then we will make another pass through. But we'll have a cleaner, we'll have a document that doesn't have this coloring in it. Okay. So then we had a 620-622, an agreement statement that is tentative. Is that a correct agreement statement? Hearing no objection. Marika, I also want to check. In this section, the stuff that's marked in underlined blue,
mm-hmm,
at what point are we at stuff that is previous changes that we didn't accept last time?
That's these. It started with the number one are basically changes that were accepted by the group in previous calls before you took over the chair role. So those were accepted in agreement.
Starting at which number?
624.
624. Okay. So 624. Okay. So at 624, are there... So, in other words, 613 is something that was already accepted, or is that changed from last week?
No, that was already there, I think, in the original.
Okay, so does anyone object to accepting 615 through 618? I have to do a better job of marking where we got to so that we have a clearer start. Does anybody object to accepting that change from previous, 615 through 618?
I see the 615, 618 was green and was accepted last time. Sorry.
Okay, I see. You said number one. Okay, 624 through 629 was something that had been changed previously. Is that accepted? Anyone object to accepting that? No? Good. Okay, 631 through halfway through 636 on content distribution. That is old change. Any issue with accepting it? Oh, okay, thanks. Starting mid-636, and I'm sure someone will jump in quickly if I go too quickly on saying yes. Starting 636 and going through... Just the way I'm looking at this. Okay, 636 through 640, was a tentative agreement based on the voting. Is that agreeable that it's there as agreement? They say we'll still get a chance to look at it next time before we do a final acceptance. Okay. 642 through 643, number 3, was a previous change. Is that accepted? Okay, thank you. Hearing no objection.
643 is just a little ungrammatical.
And what change do you recommend?
Minority advocacies, activities, or revolutionary thinking?
Use for free speech, minority advocacies, and activities. Actually, you're right. Or and or would be the right one. Yeah, or is probably correct.
And maybe taking out the comma after advocacies might help too.
Well, oh, okay, because you've got a clause there: minority advocacies and activities.
I think that's one concept.
Right, that comma goes away, and then or revolutionary thinking.
I'm not clear on what's meant by revolutionary thinking. Is that sort of like unusual thinking or thinking about revolutions? Or
I think it could probably be either. I would assume. Because it is people that are trying to avoid detection.
I mean, you could say politically controversial, you know, if that's clearer.
I like that one a lot better.
Does anyone object to making that change?
Can we just say controversial? Because some revolutionary thinking isn't necessarily political.
Fine with me.
Well, if we're talking about revolutionary as in overthrow of a government, then it's inherently political.
Right, but if it's revolutionary as in out of the box thinking, it still could be controversial.
We're talking about avoiding detection for free speech, minority advocacies, and activities. I think it's more consistent with what's there. I mean, you can make it broader by just saying controversial, but that is
that's
a change in meaning as opposed to just a clarification in meaning.
I'm thinking that there are probably situations where something might not necessarily be politically controversial, but it could be controversial in a religious sense. And people still want to be able to speak freely about, you know, such things as stem cell research and abortion, and they are political issues, but in some forms they are not political, they're simply social. I mean, I don't have a strong opinion. It's just that revolutionary has multiple meanings. So when I first read it, I thought of innovative as opposed to terrorist.
Yeah, I don't think it's either of those.
Yeah.
One can be a very peaceful revolutionary, so we shouldn't assume terrorist and revolutionary.
Right. So there's lots of different ways to it.
Right.
I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. I think
it would be best at this point to stick with the grammatical fix and leave it underlined so that we come back to it again. And if anybody wants to suggest a corrected language on it for political or such, we can come back to it. So I would suggest making the removal of the comma after advocacies and put in the or revolutionary thinking for now, but leave it blue underlined and not accepted and come back. Is that okay? Okay. Next we have 645 through 656. Also come changes that were made before that need to be accepted. Any objection to accepting them? Okay. Next we have some green at 661. This was a voted on agreement statement. Is that correct as correct designation for that statement? Okay, then I suggest that it stay in and be available for the next pass for acceptance.
One question as we go through this particular section, is there any plan to go ahead and add something for 5.4, which is currently not really fleshed out?
That's a good question. And that would also be the case for 5.5. Those those are both empty slots.
Well, 5.4 many would be because for the double fast box, because they're responsible for changing the name servers through their, you know, API interface. So to that extent, they're involved.
Right.
And if they run name servers themselves, but that doesn't necessarily reflect their registrar function.
I'm willing to sit down with Joe or Greg or anyone who is interested in writing some text for 5.5. I think it's fairly obvious that there are whole classes of registrants who protect their own brands, who have their own internal staff, and they also use third parties like Rod Rasmussen's company to go after people who are running Fast Plus networks, identify them, and try to see that they're shut down. And I think that there are obviously registrars like Mach Monitor and Melbourne IT and others who have similar protective services and groups that go after those kinds of domains as well.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that's probably the correct approach, is that if we have someone or groups of someone that are willing to contribute paragraphs for those on the mailing list, that then people that are interested can discuss and come up with something that then we can view as a group and figure out whether it's agreement support or individual viewpoint. I think that's the only way to approach it. So now I understood you to be saying you were ready to write something for 5.5. Were you also speaking of readiness to write something for 5.4? Do we have?
I think we can fill out these sections with at least one or two paragraphs that describe some of the things that could go on today. And I'm willing to help with that. So.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else willing to work with them?
This is Rod. I'll help out on that, too.
Okay, fantastic. And, of course, I expect, Marika, you also participate in these drafting things if necessary.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll write something down and send to Rob and Marika as sort of a first pass, and then when we agree on it, we'll post it to the GNSO list. Or the Fast Plus list, rather.
Okay, fantastic. And then, Marika, when you stick it in the document, you can, you know, especially if you're mentioning it as agreement, I think you could put it in as a color-coded thing so that we know that it's something that we have to come back to and talk about further. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Could you also add me to the list? This is Joe.
Thanks, Andre. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. So then we did 6.6.1 through 6.6.6, correct, or did we? Just want to make sure it's worth going. So it's okay to have that one in there as an agreement statement. I think I started to do it, and 5.4 or 5.5 was brought up. So on 5.3, that is a correct agreement statement. Okay. Moving down, we've got for 5.6, we've got a whole section here that is tentative, includes an introduction for 5.6, how Internet users affected by Fast Flux hosting. We have 5.7.4 through 5.9.5. Is that correct as an agreement statement? Okay. Then after that, we had tentative, there was support to add. And went from 6.9.7 to 7.3.2.
One formatting note on that, and that is some of the stuff that's shown currently with the underlines and included in there are meant to be section headings, I think. So those should be rendered appropriately for, like, section subheadings.
Right, like 6.9.9 through 700 is a section heading.
Correct.
And 7.11 is a section heading.
Right, and, like, 6.84 was the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good comments. Any issue with the section, the large yellow section, 6.9.7, being listed as a 7.3.2? One of the things that I have a question on, and then we have something that was agreement after it, and I want to make sure that those are a lot here. Those may need resorting. But anyhow, I'm curious to see how it looks once we start putting in the support headings and such. Okay, so starting at 7:34 through, was on for quite a while, so 7:79, we have a long section that is listed as agreement to add. And again, the same comments about 7:36 looks like a heading, 7:49 looks like a heading, 7:68 looks like a heading. Any issues with those paragraphs being added as agreement statements?
This is Greg. My only suggestion is it was submitted in a pretty colloquial style.
So you're saying it needs some wordsmithing.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, the content, I think everybody's agreed to. There's just some stuff like, hey, someone's serving stolen software from your system.
Yeah. Typically the owner.
And I'm fine going ahead and having those kind of adjustments made by Marika or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. And especially since the text will remain in the underline, needing to have, you know, the final acceptance when we go through it in the next pass. So it'll still be marked as stuff to be looked at least one more time.
And this is Marika. I think once we have all the changes agreed or a more final document, I think there's a need anyway to go through the whole document and make sure as well it's consistent in style and as well how certain concepts are named and then described. So I think that's something that needs to be done anyway for the whole document.
Okay. So we've made it that basically there's a note there that it needs wordsmithing, it needs cleanup, and it needs headers. But otherwise, it's okay to leave it in on this pass and remove the green color. Okay, then next at 7:81, we go into support statements. And basically, that's 7:83 through 7:97. Any issue with that being in there as a support statement? Okay. Agreeable that that is a supported, but not full agreement. Then we go into agreement again, 799, well, it's 801, actually. Speaking of flexing name servers, assume that 801 is a headering line. Any issue with that being in there as an agreement statement? Okay. And that on to visual. Okay, 808, another support statement dealing with port blocks. Again, that's a heading statement. Any issue with that being a supported statement? Again, there's probably language in that needs to be pulling the spewage of spam.
Can we, can we change port blocks won't to port blocks might not, because conceivably they could have an effect on reducing the...
Does that change the level of support on this statement at all? I mean, those who supported the statement, I don't know if you were one of the ones that supported the statement, but those saying port blocks might not make the statement have a stronger level of support?
I think I contributed that paragraph, and I can live with that change in the heading if it makes folks happy.
Okay, does anyone object to changing that? Okay, I will leave it. Does that change the support on it? Or those of you that didn't support this before, do you still not support it? Not hearing. I guess the people that perhaps didn't support it aren't on the phone call.
Okay.
No one is making a comment. So. Okay, so I'll leave. Change that to might not work, but leave it as support. I would leave a note, Marika, to just check on that level and see whether that changed the level or not at the next step.
I mean, I can go back into the survey and see are the people that didn't support it to see if this would change something, if it would change their not support to...
Right, that would be good.
Okay.
And if so, though, when you change it, leave, though, if you do change it from support to agreement based on that, leave it marked as tentative so that it forces us to notice it again the next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Then we come down to 822, 829, where there are two alternative views offered. Any issue on including those alternative views? Is that the correct level for them? I expect that those two alternative views, now that I look at them, are probably the reason that the previous one will remain a support. But we'll see. Okay. Moving on to 831. Another support statement. ISP efforts to control fast flux and double flux result in collateral damage. And there was support for that statement. Is that a correct listing for it? Any other issues with that statement? Okay, then it goes to uncolored. And remove the tentative. 850 to 857, a tentative statement that was voted on as an agreement statement. Is that correct? Any issue with that? Okay, then that goes to uncolored and loses the tentative, but remains for further acceptance. Okay. I get to 891, where we add a bullet. I think that's probably quite acceptable. 894, tentative. There was support. Now, this is one where I have a little bit of concern with formatting. And what I would recommend in a bulleted issue is if we change from the top bullet is agreement, then we would have sub-bullets under it that would be moved over one more level that would include the support and the alternative views, so that it was really quite visible. But any issue about that being a support statement? Because I'm really concerned about having the same clarity of view that we have with the green, yellow, and I guess it's blue, criteria without having those colors, so that people really see the difference between agreement statements, support statements, and alternative views. So, okay, so any issue with removing the tentative and the coloring from that one? But making sure that it's visibly different as a support? Okay, moving on. There was, in the footnote, a deletion and an underlined statement there from a previous edit. Is that acceptable? Is that an accept?
Sorry, what line was that?
It's in the footnote 7.
Oh, okay, sorry.
There was a deletion, and there is underlined replacement. That was done at a previous edit.
There's a typo of who is in the middle of the...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is there a word missing could provide similar of additional...
DNS say system could provide similar...
I think it's supposed to be or.
Or additional, yeah.
Or additional. Okay, so two typos.
No.
Okay, so leave that one marked for the next pass after fixing the typos, please, to make sure.
What's the bar on line 903 relating to?
Bar on 903? Marisa?
And nothing. It might be that I pushed an enter or something. Sometimes these... There's no visible change, I think. It's just probably a formatting one that's still there.
Cool, thanks.
Okay. If need be, we can always go back to an older document just to make sure that nothing was lost. Okay, the next one I have was at 919. An agreement statement that basically says that modifies the ideas for active engagement were discussed include the following. And then, of course, you would put that statement before the colon. I think it needs wordsmithing in any case. You know, that you would basically want to include, you know, a set of ideas for which the group did not reach consensus or endorse are the following, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's included the following, semicolon. Group did not reach consensus on or endorse any of them, colon. So that would be grammatically correct.
Oh, okay. So if that works grammatically. Really, a semicolon and then a colon phrase? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So any disagreement with that being an agreement, a clause that is agreed to?
I have a question. I think that this and several other lines, insertions, were recommended with the understanding that we were going to have an interim report in time for Cairo, and given that we're going to study this further, isn't there an opportunity for the group to reach consensus on some of these?
I don't know. First of all, one of the things, my goal is still to get an interim report out as soon as possible, even if it doesn't make Cairo, which it's obviously not going to make Cairo. But and then to send that interim report to the council and constituencies. Looking through your agenda, you did have another path. So what we had talked about and what had been my strategy on all of this is to not spend a lot of time trying to reach further consensus on things unless we can. So I think it's certainly fine to spend time on the list, seeing if we can reach consensus on a list, or we can come up with a short agreement list, support list, alternate view list, which is sort of a step between consensus and just a non. But I don't want to spend a lot of time trying to reach consensus. So is there a feeling that consensus could be reached on this, or that this could be divided into three piles, an agreement, support, and alternative view pile? Ask people to comment.
Seems like it may take a while.
That's kind of my feeling. And as I say, but what I would recommend, if you believe that there's a way to reach consensus on it, or if you think it's possible, as I say, I think that we'd have a better shot if we were trying to hit a, you know, there's no agreement on any, there's support for the following three, and the following are two alternative views, then you might be able to get something that adds a bit more content, but is not all the way to consensus state. So I certainly think if you feel you could suggest such a change, it'd be worth looking at on the mailing list.
Okay. That works for me.
Okay. And, you know, and I think that that's always the case where there's no consensus. But so if there's a statement everyone agrees to, other than the one that we haven't reached consensus on it, then that'd be great. Otherwise, move to the other. Okay. There's a tentative green one. Now, this is a curious one in that I guess everyone agreed that this statement could be in the group of statements that the group did not reach consensus on. Is that a correct interpretation?
For me, at least, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is essentially adding to the list.
Right.
Let things be as they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way I read it, but I just wanted to, when you had an agreement statement in a set of things that wasn't agreed to. Okay. So any issue with leaving this in that list that way, without the green color? Okay, moving on. Hit at 9:52. Actually, 9:53. It's a support statement. There was support for the following response. Any issue with that? Now, one question I have seeing that statement there is if there was support for that, were there some people with, that means there wasn't full agreement, are there people with tentative views that they want to contribute and get listed here?
Well, for example, I would say that I think we do actually have a working definition that could allow us to go ahead and make progress and so forth. So if it would be helpful to have that kind of spelled out explicitly for the text, I can send something
right
in.
Basically, if you believe that that alternate view belongs there, then I would say yes.
I'll do that then.
Right. And basically, so you'd have the support statement, you know, there was no agreement statement, there's a support statement and alternative views. I mean, I think by and large, for this document to give a fair picture, you need to, if we didn't reach consensus on something, then there's obviously some alternate views that need to be captured. Okay. The same thing would apply for 5.9. Where there's support for that, but obviously some people have an alternate view of something else, so I'd say if those people want to, it'd be good to capture it. Any objection? Okay. Then we have 5.10 that has no content. So we either have somebody volunteer to write a paragraph that we discuss, or we remove the 5.10.
This is Rod. I think we can pull some stuff out of the Registrar Best Practices document that the APWG put out for the Registrar constituency to add to that there. We directly address the best practices issue.
Anyone object?
I think we can complement that, and I'll try to find some time to do this, but certainly it's not just the registrars that you know, might have some best practices. There are good best practices that still apply from SAC 25 in terms of what a registrant or an individual user could do.
Okay.
And we can, if we don't want to write a lot in here, we can certainly refer to both those documents and say that the best practices that were mentioned therein, you know, are still applicable.
I think that's probably a good approach if there's things that you can just include by reference.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to decide whether, you know, and to put in a neutral statement, as obviously the group's not endorsing all of those best practices, but a set of best practices that may be helpful can be found in the following documents might be the proper way to answer it. That makes sense as an approach? Anybody object to taking that approach? Okay. Then the next thing we have, and I don't know, I think we have to handle this differently because we're now getting into the constituency statements and other statements.
Maybe to explain, Avery,
okay,
the history
yes,
of this
so
chapter.
Thinking also, though, anything that's a constituency statement, that constituency needs to be the one to approve it, not necessarily us, but go ahead.
The difference here is because there used to be just constituency statements, so, and I think that was fine, at least I believe that most of the constituencies were fine with how it was summarized, but then there were several proposals saying that why our only constituency viewpoint here and why can we not have other people's comments in there as well, that's basically common to the viewpoint of the constituencies. So basically the proposal was to integrate those proposals into this chapter, which would turn it into constituency statements and other points, another viewpoint.
Okay.
So what has changed basically is the other viewpoints that have been added throughout the document, throughout this chapter.
Okay, so they're not in this chapter anymore.
Sorry?
They're not in this section 6 anymore.
They are in here. I think I need to look back because I think it's it was several. I think it's in the original email. The proposals. 30, 32 or something, three or four proposals that were made that have been integrated into this text.
Part of the issue was, I think, that you know, the constituency statements are actually in the annex.
Yes, I see that.
And as such, I think they should be inviolate. I think the issue came up that this section attempts to kind of recapitulate or summarize or endorse some of that. And that's why it kind of became subject to discussion in my point of view.
Yeah, I have kind of I kind of think it's better to just include them there. I don't know that this adds much other than controversy. It also has some numbering problems because we have a 4-1 in the middle of a 6, but that's beside the point.
That is my fight I'm having with the numbering
yes,
of this document.
I
left that to the end.
I'd like to hear some discussion. My first view is I'm not sure I understand why this belongs here. Other than if we want to say the first part, you know, that basically talks about we've received the following constituency statement. They can be found in Appendix A. In addition, a number of individual statements have submitted which can be found in Annex 4. And then I start to wonder about 997, but it looks like you all agreed to this, that voted on it, so I guess it's fine. Or are there other opinions?
I would prefer to see the option you just described.
Yeah, what do other people think on that? And just tell people to go read them, as opposed to trying to abstract them. Well, you've kind of already abstracted things all the way through the members as sort of participating. But I worry that anything that's doing a synthesis, which is essentially what starts at 4-1, a synthesis of the constituencies and the individuals, then really needs to be approved by the constituencies and the individuals and not this group. Does that make sense?
It does to me.
Does anyone else object to removing?
I didn't regret it. My only problem with that would be that I doubt that you get many people actually really going to the annexes and reading all the statements there. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem in going back to those that submitted the statements, the constituency statements, to see if they are fine with how we have summarized their contributions. Because personally, I would see a value of having, you know, a short version of, because if you look at the annexes, there are a lot of pages there.
Yep, yeah, I did.
So, I don't know how the rest of the group feels about that, but if I would look from the reader's perspective, I think there would be a value of having a summary of certain long documents
because
there.
You basically talk about, you know, the registry and NCUC and a number of individual RC members.
Yeah, that's another challenge because I don't know if they're still working on that. And I remember some time ago the business constituency actually mentioned as well that they were working on a statement too, but I don't know if that has stopped or where they are. But I think the registry, the registrars didn't have enough time to get full constituent support, so they have a number of them signing on.
I'm curious, is there anyone that objects to deleting this at this point, other than Marika?
But I'm not objecting, I'm just...
Right, I understand, but you think it belongs there. And I think that, you know, you're writing this thing and you're trying to do the synthesis, so I think, you know, your objection is on a is not on the principles being discussed, but on the form of the document, whereas the editor of the document, you certainly have a certain amount of say about that thing. But anyway, now that I've quitting muttering, does anyone object to removing this? What I would recommend doing is basically taking out the green for now, changing the format to line through, leave it there, and also if you do think it's important that it be included, check with those whose work you're synthesizing to make sure that they're comfortable with the synthesis. And I think if you come back next time and say, yep, everyone that contributed to the thing is comfortable with this synthesis, then, you know, and maybe if we have more people in this participating than are here now, because just like adding something, I want to get a second pass to accept it. Also, deleting something this large, especially something that was voted in, I would want to get a second pass on accepting that deletion. Is that okay as an approach? That we mark this for deletion by just changing the format to line through. But that in the meantime, you confirm the comfort or discomfort of those who distracted. Okay?
So let me just Gary, you want to delete it, but you still want to confirm whether...
Right. In other words, just like adding something needs to be, it's a two-pass system that I'm trying to use, where, yes, it's added, but we'll come through one more time and accept that it's been added. Same thing with a deletion. I would say just, as opposed to deleting it, just put a line through it.
Okay, but you still want me to check as well with those who submitted whether
I would like, because I would like the confirmation. How do they feel about it being included? Since this is trying to include their stuff, do they agree with it? Are they fine with it?
But basically, I would be asking them to be fine with the summary and then have to tell them, like, but actually we're going to delete it.
Yeah. Basically, that we're looking to delete it, what is their view?
Okay.
And are they fine with it, do they think? And then we can bring that point of view into the meeting when we talk about it one more time.
Okay.
And that didn't make sense. I know the way you said it, you know, I'm asking to agree to something that we're then going to delete. Does take it to its ad absurdum. I think it's to describe the situation that there's a recommendation to delete this. A, how do they feel about its inclusion or deletion? And B, do they accept that it's a correct interpretation of, that it's a correct abstraction of their views? If they come back with a, we definitely don't want it deleted, that says something. If they come back with a, we definitely do want it deleted, that says something. If they come back with, well, I'm not comfortable with this abstraction because of this, because of that, then that's extra content that we can use and sort of think, yep. Whereas if they come back and say, listen, we think that's perfect, we think it belongs in the report, we think you should reconsider deleting it, then I think this group needs to say, hey, you know, they think it's perfect, we should reconsider deleting it. Does it make sense now? Is anyone uncomfortable with what I just said? They said, I don't want to do anything precipitous on this, but I also want to make sure that we don't have constituency statements that they're uncomfortable with. Plus, I think it's probably fine for people to go read the constituency statement. But I understand.
Reeve, this is James.
Yes.
Just if I'm following correctly, my personal preference would be to just introduce the constituency statements layout that they can be found in the annexes, and then is anything else even really needed in this section?
That's okay. That's pretty much what we were saying, is that we would keep 977 through 995. We would change wordsmith it a little. We would actually probably take out 977, 78.
And probably 983 and parts of the last word in 982.
Right, yeah. But basically, we'd keep that kind of content, saying these were submitted, they can be found, they should be read.
Okay, because I just think keeping the constituency or the participant statements atomic and you know, not attempting to summarize them, I think will just minimize any further controversy or misinterpretation opportunities.
And I think that's basically what's being recommended.
Okay.
And that's the point with but because I'm using this two-pass system in terms of we mark it for deletion, but we don't actually delete it until we've gotten a bit more information. And since this is their work, I'm also curious to know, you know, their view on it. But thank you. Okay, well, we have three more minutes. Under challenges, we had 1102, 1103. A placeholder. Include information on affiliates abuse funnel request document which received agreement from the working group proposal 41. So I assume that needs to be done.
There was a request to do so, and I think I've replied to, I don't remember who made that comment, but to see if people wanted to work on a proposal for that. What an issue put in the placeholder. I think Joe was the one who initially put in the placeholder, and I think it was Greg who commented saying we need to see a specific wording there that the group can review. And I basically asked those two to see if they could maybe come up with something. But
okay,
I haven't seen anything so far.
My bad, I'm not getting you something on that. I've been on the road this last week. Sorry about that.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay, so then that one stays there, and I think that's it for today. Where we go next? We have this section on conclusion and possible next steps. I'd actually like to leave that alone until we've made our second pass, if that's reasonable. Or is that reasonable? I'm not too worried about the first part and the conclusions there, though, and certainly then the next step was one of the things that I said that I did not want to get into at all until we had taken care of the substantive part. Well, perhaps. First of all, I would actually do two things here. I'd recommend dividing the chapters from conclusions, you know, and turning it into interim conclusions and another chapter called Possible Next Steps, as opposed to one chapter here, because it gets sort of confusing. Then in tentative conclusions, or interim conclusions, since this is an interim report, we do have 1132 through 1179, which were things that you all voted as being in agreement. So perhaps those, is there any objection to including them that way? So what I'm suggesting here, and if the change can be made and then we can go back through it next time, we change Chapter 8 to Interim Conclusion, and we include the stuff that's green now, so it'll be reconfirmed. And then we have Possible Next Steps, which is 9, which we don't talk about yet, except that we highlight the thing that says we couldn't reach agreement on it, but we try to talk about that some after we finished on the content. Does that, anyone object to that approach? Okay, then. It's 12:01. Well, actually, where I am, it's 12:01. It's the hour 01. I think we've made it through a full pass of this, and so next time we could start the confirming acceptance pass of all of this. And I've asked Glenn to see if she can find us a two-hour slot in the next days, because at that point, other than the next step, we'll actually have something that may be qualifiable as an interim report, but I want to see where we're at on that. And if we can't get a two-hour block in Monday through Wednesday, then we'll just have to wait for our next meeting in Cairo.
Avery, hello. Yes. Sorry, this is Glenn. I've just sent out a doodle.
Okay, great.
So if everybody clicks on that link and fills in, we should be able to get it out by the end of today. Get out the new time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. And I'll talk to you again either next week or the following week in Cairo.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.